The next item on our agenda, which is recess, which we're not going to take at this point because we just got started, but we might take a five-minute recess in between public hearings at a later point. So next on the agenda is public hearings. We'd like to let you know that everyone will have the right to speak on any public hearing at the appropriate time. But first, we have some rules of the condition from our esteemed counsel, Mr. Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. Mears. This is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission is shown on this afternoon's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are also being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we also ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. Excuse me. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chair, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of an application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to an application. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we do ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. For those of you who do wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman also has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of an applicant, supporters or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of all the hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer decision until a later date. Let me actually rephrase that because we changed our process a little bit. At the conclusion of each hearing, the commission may take action on an application or defer a decision on each one until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the applications. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. And finally, when you come to the podium, there's a microphone that looks just like this one. We need to make sure that we can hear you in the room, on the recording, and on the broadcast. So you'll see that there at the base of the microphone, there's a button that says space bar. We need you to press that to make sure this green icon's lit and this green ring around the microphone's lit. Again, so that everybody can hear you. And trust me, we will remind you if you fail to do that. So thank you, Mr. Mears.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson.